I don't, said Nobby. I have never flogged any Oggin. Never in my entire life have I flogged Oggin. Right. I've always been very clean in that respect. Except you don't know what flogging the Oggin means, do you? No, Sarge. It means going to sea. You can't bloody trust the sea. When I was a little lad, I had this book about this little kid. He turned into a mermaid sort of thing, and he lived at the bottom of the sea. The Oggin? Right. And it was all nice talking fishes and pink seashells and stuff. And then when I went on my holidays to Quirm, and I saw the sea, and I thought, here goes. And if our ma hadn't been quick on her feet, I don't know what would have happened. I mean, the kid in the book could breathe under the sea, so how was I to know? It's all bloody lies about the sea. It's all just yuck with lobsters in it. My mum's uncle was a sailor, said Nobby. But after the big play, he got press ganged. Bunch of farmers got him drunk. He woke up next morning tied to a plough. They lounged some more. Looks like we're going to be in a fight, Sarge, said Nobby as the painter very carefully started on the final K. Won't last long. Lot of cowards, the Clatchians, said Colon. The moment they taste a bit of cold steel, they're legging it away over the sand. Sergeant Colon had had a broad education. He'd been to the school of My Dad Always Said, the college of It Stands to Reason, and was now a postgraduate student at the University of What Some Bloke in the Pub Told Me.
Shouldn't be any trouble to sort out, then, said Nobby.
And of course they're not the same colour as what we are, said Colon. Well, as me, anyway, he added, in view of the various hues of Corporal Nobbs. There was probably no one alive who was the same colour as Corporal Nobbs.
Constable Visit's pretty brown, said Nobby. I've never seen him run away. If there's a chance of giving someone a religious pamphlet, old Washpot's after him like a terrier.
Ah, but Omnians are more like us, said Colon. Bit weird, but basically just the same as us underneath. No, the way you can tell a Clatchian is you look and see if he uses a lot of words beginning with Al, right? Because that's a dead giveaway. They invented all the words starting with Al. That's how you can tell they're Clatchian. Like alcohol, see?
They invented beer?
Yeah.
Well, that's clever.
I wouldn't call it clever, said Sergeant Colon, realizing too late that he'd made a tactical error. More luck, I'd say.
What else did they do?
Well, there's, Colon racked his brains, there's algebra. That's like sums with letters. For people whose brains aren't clever enough for numbers, see?
Is that a fact?
Right, said Colon. In fact, he went on a little more assertively now he could see a way ahead, I heard this wizard down the university say that the Clatchians invented nothing. That was their great contribution to maths, he said. I said, what? And he said, they came up with zero.
Don't sound that clever to me, said Nobby. Anyone could invent nothing.
I ain't invented anything.
My point exactly, said Colon. I told him. It was people who invented numbers, like four and seven.
Right. Who were the geniuses? Nothing didn't need inventing. It was just there. They probably just found it.
It's having all that desert, said Nobby.
Right. Good point. Desert. Which, as everyone knows, is basically nothing. Nothing's a natural resource to them. It stands to reason. Whereas we're more civilized, see. And we got a lot more stuff around to count, so we invented numbers. It's like, well, they say the Clatchians invented astronomy.
Owl-tronomy, said Nobby helpfully.
No, Nobby. I reckon they discovered S's by then. Probably nicked them off us. Anyway, they were bound to invent astronomy, because there's bugger all else for them to look at but the sky. Anyone can look at the stars and give them names. It's going a bit to call it inventing, in any case. We don't go around saying we invented something just because we had a quick deco at it.
I heard what they got a lot of odd gods, said Nobby.
Yeah, and mad priests, said Colon. Foaming at the mouth, half of them. Believe all kinds of loony things.
They watched the painter in silence for a moment. Colon was dreading the question that came.
So, how exactly are they different from ours, then?
Said Nobby. I mean, some of our priests are